Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice. You're going to learn to turn the microphone on. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Oh, Wednesday, August the 18th, 2021. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. Maybe it's time to retire. You got to remember to turn the microphone up. Holy moly. I must have been preoccupied doing something else. Well, we're going to do something this hour before we get back to trivia that I would just assume not do. Well, these things are always hard. I learned yesterday that George Turoff, legendary man here in Marion, legendary restaurateur in downtown Marion on Main Street, passed away at the age of 91. George had a great long life. But what is shocking about this to me is I saw George, and I know he was 91, but I saw George probably 2-3 weeks ago in the grocery store, and he was with his wife. He always was with his wife, and he was looking fine. George wasn't even using a cane. He looked great. I was shocked yesterday when I heard that George had passed away, and it just goes to show you, I guess, how life goes. And I know the Turoffs listen to this program, and I know that when I would see them, they would talk to me about it. And I know that Mrs. Turoff has even called in when we've played Family Feud and other things of that nature. And I don't know if Mrs. Turoff is listening this morning. I'm sure it's a busy time, but I am so, so sorry to hear of George's passing at the age of 91. I don't know, because George was such a modest guy, I don't know how many people know. Yes, he was a great restaurateur, and yes, he was a great businessman, and he's a Marion staple. He always will be. But I don't know if people really know George's story about how he came here and what he went through not knowing the language and overcoming all of that and becoming a business owner and owning one of the businesses that was just a staple here in Marion. And that business, Turoff's, has been closed now for, I think, nearly 30 years. Almost 30 years it's been closed, and people still talk about it. That's the impact it had. So, in tribute to George, a big, big, big piece of Marion history here, what I want to do, George was on the show with me July 22nd, 2015. And I hope that people go listen to this interview in its entirety. It's on the website. I want to play the last about 10 minutes of this because it gives you an idea of the type of guy George Turoff was. And I'm so glad we got to recount his life. But if you go to the website, WWGH1071.com, you'll find the entire interview with George Turoff. Or if you go to my Facebook page, it's also on there right now. But here is George Turoff on this show. The date was July 22nd, 2015. So here is our tribute to George Turoff, a one-of-a-kind guy.
When people would come in and see the gentleman who'd been serving them since the 60s in the restaurant, working behind the counter at the hospital, what did they think?
They think that they find the person that can help them, or they can get the service that they used to have. And they were happy, and I was happy to see them.
When you worked at the hospital, did you just work in the cafeteria, or did that also supplement the rooms who got orders?
In the cafeteria and in the kitchen. Inside, I used to go and help a little bit, yeah.
How much food has to be prepared at a hospital?
Lots of food, because you can imagine how many people work over there. If you go and see the parking place, it is full with cars. So sometimes the car has one person, two persons, you know, it depends. Then people, we have visitors, we have salesmen. The hospital does a good job.
When you were working at the hospital, how many days a week were you working and how many hours?
Well, I was working 40 hours. You have the day off, you know. You work 5 days and you have 2 days off.
Did you ever think during that time that you wanted to just do nothing, wanted to retire?
No. I like my home, but I like to get out also, to see people and talk to the people, and because this is what I did so many years, to help the people, and the people of Marion recognize my service. And this is how everybody, when I go someplace, wants to talk to me, even if I don't talk very good English.
It sounds good to me, George. Why did you finally decide to leave the hospital?
I decided to leave. I had pressure from my family. Ftani, that's enough. Slow down a little bit. Don't worry. We are here. You know, when they tell you. And my father passed away when he was 67 years of age. Mm. I thought if I'm like him, to go early, at least to have a couple of years to smell the roses.
How old were you when you left the hospital, George?
I was 83.
Wow. And still we're going strong.
Well, yes.
And to this day, still going
and
strong.
Today, I mean, I feel good, you know. Yesterday, I went home, and it was in the afternoon. A little bit breeze was, a little bit air. I took the lawnmower and started to cut the grass. And my wife says, why? We have person that cut the grass. Well, I said, I want to see how much strength I have, how much gas left in the tank, you know?
Yeah. So even today, George, you don't really like the idea of retirement.
No. If I find something 4 hours, something to do, I will be glad to do it.
Most people work. I've heard people say in retirement, they say, I don't want to volunteer because I want the paycheck. Is it ever about the money for you, George?
No, the money. No.
Right.
If you do something that you like to do, you know, no, money is not the problem. I mean, even the rich people, they like the money and work for money. But I never had too much money, and I don't look for money.
If somebody came to you, George, today, because people remember you, and they said, you know, we're having this big family Thanksgiving or Christmas party, and we really don't have the budget to go out and hire a caterer. We'll buy the food. Would you prepare it for us? Would you do that?
I can go and help. I can go and help.
Do you still like to cook?
Yes.
Do you cook much?
Not very much, because my wife doesn't let me. She's the chef over there. At home.
Does she like your cooking?
She does like.
Okay.
She does like to cook.
Now, how often do you still make these famous pies?
The pies, you have to be prepared to make the pie. If you make one, you can make 10. You have to prepare the crust, you have to prepare the thickening, everything to be ready, you know. Lately we haven't made any, but we used to make for friends here and there.
How do you look at cooking? So many people don't cook anymore. They go to the restaurants.
Yes.
Is it an art form? Is it something you learn how to do? How do you look at cooking?
Cooking is a good profession. Good profession. And especially lately, you can see on the television many shows. they cook, they... Every nation offers something here in this country. People came from Europe, they offer different kind of food. Now they start to come from South, from Mexico, from South America. And they have nice things to offer.
What do you think of people's diets today?
People diets? Well, if you don't have problem with your health, you can eat anything that you want. Enjoy yourself. But if you have problem, well, you have to follow the doctor's orders.
How did you, being in the restaurant business around all that great food, stay healthy and stay well for so long?
I'm not big either.
Really?
And today my wife prepares food and nice, and I'm not too much for food.
Is there some kind of food you really like?
I like all the food when I'm hungry. Yeah.
What is the best part about being able to be active and well and live to the age you are?
Well, it is, you have to go on time to bed. You have to take care of yourself. Time to get up. Time to go to bed. Don't overload yourself. Eat nice, you know. And avoid the drinks and the cigarettes and this kind of things, and the life will be good.
When you were in the restaurant business, is there a particular day or a particular moment that sticks out in your mind?
Say that again.
A story, is there a story from the restaurant years that sticks out in your mind?
Sure, sticks. So many people, they used to come over there, and this is how we make their life. In 33 years that I was downtown, we have good memories. We met nice people. And today, we have to go to Upper Sandusky. Some friend of mine passed away. Mm. He used to come at the restaurant very often. We had many people from Upper Sandusky. And his granddaughter called us last night, so 4 o'clock we have to be in Upper Sandusky.
You had great relationships with your customers like
that. Oh, yes.
That remain till today.
Remain.
As far as employees goes, how did you have long-term employees?
Yes, I had. I had employees, especially the girls in the dining room and in the kitchen. We have cook. She came, young lady. Didn't know anything. She started from dishes, salads, and she went to the cooking. And she was 50 years. We had another one 40 years, another one 30 years. My uncle treated them nice. They stayed over there. And then when I took over, I used to do the same thing. I had good lessons from him.
How should people who run a business, in your opinion, treat their employees?
You have to be patient with employees. You have to be one of them sometime, but still to show that you are boss, you know. You are the proprietor. And the people that like you, if you are good, if you treat them nice, they will stay with you. Lately with the insurance, it's a big problem. When you have somebody that work for you, you have to offer insurance, health insurance. And the health insurance cost. Now, if you have good business and the business produce, it's nice. But if you have 3-4 insured, it's hard.
What do you think of Marion in 2015, you who've been here since 1960?
Marion is nice town. We came here. I came in 1960 and my wife in 1965. We feel home. This is our home here. We didn't go in another place. We came straight here. And where we were living, it was just exactly the same size, the town. You can go any place easy. You can meet anybody easy, you know. I have son in Columbus and Dora in Toledo. They both invite us to go over there. We said no. We'll stay here in Marion. And this is our home.
So you'll be here forever?
Forever.
Forever.
I don't want to say anything here. Even the cemetery is ready.
George, you're in your mid-80s. You feel good. You could go on for a lot of more years.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I eat good. I sleep good. I walk, you know. So, no problem. I think I'm young sometimes, really.
When people look back at your years in the restaurant business and people remember you, how do you hope they remember you?
Well, I think I'm well respected. People want to talk to me. People come to me sometime when I go in the grocery store or someplace when I meet. They come and they want to talk to me. And that is an indication that they like me. And I like them. Because I work for them many years. They respect me. Yeah.
I would say that's right. George, this hour has flown by. I cannot thank you enough for coming in. I can't wait for the pie whenever that shows up. I'll be looking forward to that.
We'll fix that.
We'll fix that. And I hope you can come back and maybe we can get you and George Kasotis on one day.
Good.
Yes, and talk about downtown Marion and the restaurant business and recipes. And again, for anybody listening, I know this has been a fun hour because there's nobody like George Turoff and the years he put in downtown Marion. What a great service. And at the Marion General Hospital as well as Med Center. George Turoff was the guest this hour. George, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the one and only George Turoff on this show, July 22nd, 2015. And as I say, I was sad yesterday to learn that George had passed away at the age of 91. But I just saw him, as I said earlier, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he looked great. So right up till the end, George was living a good life. And I'm glad to hear that. And it's funny because I always would joke with George about having one of his cream pies. And he did deliver on that, by the way, back in 2015. He did show up at the studio one day with one of the famous Turoff's cream pies. So I appreciate that. Does anybody have anything to say about George Turoff? He was a legend here in town. 740-383-9944. I mean, so many years over at Turoff's on Main Street, and then all those years he put in at the hospital here in Marion. Just a one-of-a-kind guy. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, sad to learn that George Turoff passed away at the age of 91. And as I said, I know his wife and he listened to this program. I don't know if she's listening this morning, but certainly our condolences to her and her entire family. I know they have two kids that I'm aware of. And it was interesting to listen to that for me because, you know, you don't remember everything about an interview, and George said he would be here until the end, and he was. And his children live in Toledo and Columbus, and they wanted their parents to come in that direction, but clearly that was not going to happen. Now, I tell you something I did do last night. I went into the Marion Star Archive when I found that George had passed away. And just to give you an idea of how big a deal Turoff's was. Now, I found it's I guess it's a, it would have been a ad in the Marion Star. This is from May the 10th of 1980. And this is what it read. Turoff's, where good food and good people meet. Don't forget Mother deserves the best. And you will find the best only at Turoff's. Bring Mother for the traditional dinner as you have for the last 61 years. She will appreciate very much our home-cooked food. Our sincere thanks to our old and new customers. Serving 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Mother's Day. Turoff's, 126 South Main Street. Now, that was an ad that appeared in the Marion Star, obviously a Mother's Day ad, May the 10th, 1980. Now, in, I got three of these I want to go through here. On November the 12th, 1989, Turoff's celebrated 70 years in Marion. And here's how the article read. It's not a very long article, so I'll read it for you here. It's no secret, Turoff's 70-year success built on family atmosphere. George and Maria Turoff work hard to maintain the principles on which their family restaurant was founded in 1919. Home-cooked dining within a family atmosphere. It's no secret, George recently quipped, we run the business with hard work, many hours, and we prepare things with quality. I put my own personal effort into it. The restaurant business is good. I'm happy to be in it and hope to keep operating here for 70 more years. His philosophy is evident by his work schedule. The restaurateur sometimes works 16-hour days doing all the baking, including the delectable pies for which the restaurant has gained a reputation among area residents. When he comes home each night, no matter how busy it was that day, he smiles, said Maria, and he never complains. He loves his work. On Tuesday, Turoff's Restaurant, 126 South Main Street, will celebrate 70 years of business in Marion, offering anniversary cake to its customers and holding a drawing for a free TV. Turoff has been a familiar sight in downtown Marion since 1919, first operating at 122 South Main and moving to its current location in 1978. The business was started by two brothers, Jim and Chris Turoff, who came to the United States from Macedonia in northern Greece. Jim Turoff, 92, remains in Marion and part-time in Florida. Chris died in 1962. Jim said the restaurant has remained a success because it continues to offer customers good food in a friendly atmosphere. They had their good days, their bad days, and hard days, and it's still here, George said from the dining room of the local gathering spot. The local owner came to the United States in 1960 from the old country, he proudly said, joining his uncles in the business as a dishwasher. I always wanted to be in the restaurant business, he said. Noting he first served as a dishwasher, then worked his way up to salads, cooking, and then the dining room. Maria came to Marion from Macedonia in 1965. She said as a young girl, she helped her mother cook and sew, like all young girls who grew up during that time. My mother always said, when you get married, you can't ask the neighbor, she said with a laugh, explaining that knowing how to cook was something expected of young women in order to become married. Today, the husband and wife team continue to do some of the cooking, although the restaurant's main cook, Nora Beckel, makes the majority of the dishes. Beckel, 81, has worked at Turoff's since 1942. The small-framed, friendly woman said with a laugh that she initially asked for the cook's job, but settled for washing dishes. She was in need of a job, and times were tough. She's been here almost every day, except when we had to force her to go home when she was ill, Maria said. She's been like a grandmother to our children, Chris and Elena. She still buys them Valentine and birthday cards. I tell her children are grown up. She doesn't have to do that, but she still does. George said many of his employees have worked at the restaurant for a long time, a credit to Turoff's success, he said. His children have also grown up in the business, he pointed out, and he hopes someday they will choose to operate Turoff's and carry on the tradition. Elena is a teacher in Lorraine. Chris is a student at The Ohio State University in Columbus. George said he has no plans to change the restaurant. We'll survive because of its nice reputation. People know the restaurant from long distances. Many restaurants come and go, but we're still here. We still cook the same way that we used to. Real food, fresh food, not bologna and pizza. You don't need vitamins, a doctor told me once when I wasn't feeling well. If you eat good food, that's the key, he added. Although the Turoffs enjoy cooking and eating Greek dishes and pastries, when at home, George said Marion, as a community, would not support a restaurant offering solely Greek foods. In Cleveland or Lorraine, sure. But this community prefers American home-cooked meals. And that was on the 70th anniversary of Turoff's in the Marion Star, November 12th, 1989. Now, just a few years later, Turoff's did close its doors, and that's the final article I want to read here. This is from June the 1st, 1992. The article is A Fond Farewell After 73 Years, Turoff's Closes. A 73-year love affair ended Friday. The love affair, however, didn't just involve two people, but the entire Marion community and what had become an institution in downtown Marion, Turoff's Restaurant. Originally opened in 1919 by George Turoff's uncles, George joined the family business in 1958 and has been at it every day since, from morning to night. But Friday at 9 p.m., George and his wife Maria closed the restaurant's doors for good, ending a relationship that had brought them as much joy and satisfaction as it did their loyal customers. We regret leaving our good friends and customers, but it's a natural thing to happen, said George Turoff. If not today, then 6 months or a year from now. Health problems and reaching retirement age, said Turoff, were what led him to decide to close the restaurant at this time. I would have been willing to two more years, but, said George, explaining that a hip ailment makes it painful for his wife to work all day, and she doesn't want to leave me here alone. And so, since the Turoff's children are out of school and on their own, now seem like the time to close the restaurant. George added that Nora Beckel, the restaurant's cook since 1942, who is ready to retire. We're ready to enjoy life, said George. After spending the last 33 years tending to the business, George isn't sure what comes next. First, get a little rest, he said, then do whatever other senior citizens do. Find out what they do and join in. But he said it will be hard adjusting to a new way of life. I'll miss it very much, he said. After 33 years, I don't know how to react. I'll miss the work, the friends, everything. It's like a vacation. You go away, do something, and come back. Only we won't be coming back. Customers' reaction, according to George, has been one of shock. They didn't believe it would happen, he said. We want to thank everybody who kept us busy and happy here. I'm very happy, very proud to be part of Marion and grateful for the support given us for so many years. And while the Turoffs will no longer operate a restaurant out of the 126 South Main Street location, George still has hopes that someone will buy the prime location. So that was a story in the Marion Star when Turoff's closed June 1st, 1992. And again, if you're just joining the program, George Turoff passed away in recent days at the age of 91, and I believe the services are tomorrow, Thursday, at Boyd Funeral Home. I think the visitation is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock till noon, and I believe the service is at noon at Boyd Funeral Home for George Turoff, who passed away at age 91. Now, does anybody have anything to say at this point? And as I say, Maria, I know George's wife, does listen to the show, but I'm sure at this particular point, she's very busy, so might not be listening this morning. But again, our sympathies and thoughts go out to Maria, and I hope she does get to hear this show, because I really like George. And I don't know too many people who met George who didn't like him. There is so much down talk about Marion all the time, but George Turoff didn't do that. And you can tell by those articles in 1989 and 1992, and when he was on the radio with me in 2015, that he loved being here. He could have left. His children lived other places, but he didn't. And as I say, I saw George 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was doing fine, not even using a cane. And it was funny, because when I saw him, I asked George how he was doing, and he said, not bad for a 91-year-old guy. So that was George Turoff, a very, very nice man. Does anybody have any memories of Turoff's or George himself? All those years he spent at the hospital after he left Turoff's, that's what he ended up doing in retirement. He went and worked at the hospital till he was, what, 83 years old? What a guy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And boy, those pies at Turoff's were something. I still don't know what it is that they did with those pies, those cream pies, that made them so, so good. But they certainly did something. There's no doubt about that. The famous Turoff's cream pies. Now, I'm trying to place in my mind where Turoff's was downtown. Now, I know that, I'm trying to think of where exactly it was. Somebody asked me that last night, and with all the new construction and stuff downtown, I'm trying to place exactly where Turoff's was. I mean, we have the address here, 126 South Main Street. But I'm trying to think, is it where... Okay, here we're getting a call. Let's take the call. Maybe they know better than I know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my wife and I ate up there several times, and everything you said about him, that's the way he was in our minds. And I'm glad you had that on your show. What a place, and what a thrill it would be going in there, and all the people that was there was always nice and respectful to you. You've never seen... I saw George about 3 or 4 years ago and talked to him over the street where he lived, and he would always talk and treat you, and he didn't even know me, even to the day today, really. But he spoke to you and talked to you as if he knew you forever, and he never, ever said anything bad about anyone that I know of when I talked to him.
A one-of-a-kind guy, for sure.
Oh, man, what a chapter in Marion's life to have that man around, yes, in the restaurant business.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and you can share your memories here. We've got about 13 minutes left, 740-383-9944. And that's exactly the type of guy that George Turoff was. Just a great, great guy. One of the best. And we will certainly miss him as time goes on. It's sad, these passings. You know, time goes on and people get older, but when you lose history like that, it's tough, because that name today, Turoff, is still very, very well thought of. Now, you know, I gotta tell you, though, this cook that was with them for many, many years, 1942 through 92, holy moly, this Nora Beckel. I don't think I ever met her. Does anybody remember Nora Beckel, who was apparently in the kitchen over at Turoff's for many, many years? You know, this article from 1989 is very interesting because it's got a picture of Maria here, George's wife, and George, and everybody looks so young. But it's hard to believe now that 1989 is 32 years ago? Unbelievable how time just floats on by. And these weren't the only articles in the Marion Star Archive about the Turoffs and George Turoff. They go back to 1919. That restaurant in operation for 73 years. I was thinking about this. Is there any restaurant that continuously operated or has continuously operated in Marion for 73 years? I can't think of any. I mean, I know there were several that changed names and owner. Is there anyone that was continuously open, never shut down, for 73 years? 1919 through 1992? Has there ever been a restaurant in Marion open for 73 years? I can't think of any that have that kind of run. And it's interesting because it was always in the family. You know, George's uncles had it, and then George acquired it. So it was really only run by three people in that 73-year history, George and his uncles. So, that's a piece of Marion history. 73 years they were open. I'm trying to even place a... I don't think there's anything open now that has been close to 73 years that would ever catch up with that. The Isley shops were not even here 73 years. They had all packed up and left town by that point. So, and these drug stores we talk about, like Gallagher's, that had lunch counters, and Henny and Cooper, I don't think they were here for 73 years. And I don't think we'd qualify those as restaurants, really. So can anybody think of any restaurant that's been continuously open in Marion that was a local Marion establishment for 73 years? So we got to give that to George, as far as I know, until somebody points it out to me differently, that George Turoff and his wife Maria had the longest continually running local restaurant in the history of Marion, 73 years. And by the sound of this, I think George would have kept going on. Well, he went on to the hospital and continued on there. I was trying to think for dinner what the main dish at Turoff's was. Like I said, my favorite was always the cream pie, and the butterscotch cream pie. Does anybody remember the butterscotch cream pie that they did over at Turoff's? That was, it was a staple. And to be honest with you, I'm not a gigantic fan of butterscotch, but boy, that butterscotch pie, you would eat that, because that was delicious. But I'm trying to think of what people would go in there and order, what they would go in there and have for lunch or dinner, what their big dish was. Like over at George Kasotis's, they had Greek salad and things of that nature. Maybe we'll get George Kasotis on the show in the next couple days and share his memories of George Turoff. I know they were very close over the years, both operating downtown. So maybe we'll have to get George Kasotis. If he's out there listening, I hope he gives us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we used to go in there a lot, my wife and I, and I'd get the Salisbury steak, and I like liver and onions. And what he did with the liver and onions, it didn't even taste like liver.
George,
he He said you have to take the veins out of the liver because that's what's tough. And so he had cut them up almost bite-sized pieces. And I'm telling you, I never had a bad meal there. Anything I wanted to get, chicken from, and everything was just delicious.
You know, and when you walked in, it was a very comfortable environment.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, George would be out there, and Maria would be out there, and they greeted you, and it was just, you don't catch that a lot in businesses today.
Well, Maria, she kind of stayed in the kitchen a lot, but she came out every once in a while, too.
Yeah. So, now, do you remember Mrs. Bechtel?
No, I don't. I might if I didn't know what she did there. I didn't know everybody's name.
Yeah, she might have spent some... It sounded like she was in the kitchen for about 50 years.
Yeah. She's probably the chief cook back there or something.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And again, we're remembering George Turoff this morning. Again, I think the longest-serving restaurateur in Marion history, 73 years, continuous operation in Marion. And if we hear from George Casotas, I'm going to have to get George Casotas on in the next couple days to talk about... well, give us a buzz here. If that was you, call us back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, buzz us back here. We got plenty of time, 54 minutes past the hour, and as I've said before, I know Maria listens. She's called in during the Family Feud before, and we send our best to Maria. And if she's not listening right now, which I can certainly understand with George's passing recently, I hope that somebody lets her know that we express our best to her. And I think the funeral, as I said, is tomorrow. I believe the visitation is at Boyd Funeral Home, I think starting at 10 tomorrow morning, and the services are at noon. But if you'd like to call in, give us a buzz. We had a call there that looked like it was coming in. So give us a try here, 740-383-9944. Good memories of Turoff's this morning. And as I say, we will try to get George Casotas on. And maybe Mary Ellen, because they were both around here back in those days when George was in high operation on Main Street in downtown Marion. And George was a good guy, no doubt about it. And it is fun to go back in the archive and catch the stories that George was a part of. It was a tragedy here, and I mean, that's a big word to use, but when his restaurant closed in 92, it was an absolute tragedy. It was a big story, big front page story, a fond farewell after 73 years, Turoff's closes. And I know the patrons there who went there every day for lunch were just broke up and got their cream pies there, and it was something. Those were two good people. And Maria's still with us, of course, and we hope she's well. Now, go to the website. Adam has got the interview I did with George, which his whole story is amazing. The restaurant part is amazing, and the fact that he went to work in retirement at the hospital cooking for people. Mary, I always said, as long as George Turoff is cooking for Marion General Hospital, we've got the best hospital food that you're going to find anywhere. And he did that till he was 83 years old. But I did the interview with George back July 22nd, 2015, and when you learn about him coming to this country from Greece, I believe Macedonia is where he came from, right here to become a dishwasher in his uncle's restaurant, he couldn't speak English when he came to this country. And he worked himself up from a restaurant dishwasher who couldn't speak English to owning the place and making it a gigantic success. And the whole story of George Turoff is on the website in his own words. And that's the great thing about radio and having an archive, is that they exist. And again, if you have any memories, we got about 2 minutes left here, 740-383-9944. Don't forget Glenn Coble coming up today from 10 to 12. I'll be with Glenn. And then 12 to 1, he has a progressive life. And then 4 to 5 today, offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redman. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon tonight, 6 until 7 p.m. And I know I'm repeating myself here to some degree, but it really is shocking to me that I just saw George and Maria in the grocery store. It couldn't have been more than 3 weeks ago, maybe even less than that. And George was moving like nobody's business. He looked great. He looked the same as he always did. He wasn't using a cane, nothing. And he came through the line, and it sticks out to me now because I said, George, how you doing? And he said, not bad for a 91-year-old guy. And that's why I was really, you know, 91, you would say, well, you wouldn't be shocked at somebody's passing. But I was, because I had just seen him. And know that they listen to the show a lot here, and Maria calls in. So our deepest sympathies go to the Turoff family, and why we took an hour to remember George today, and we're going to continue on because I'm going to try to get Mary Ellen and George Kasotis on probably tomorrow to talk about him, because longest-serving local restaurant in Marion history deserves to be recognized, and he certainly deserves the recognition. And if you ever get a chance to go to the Marion Star Archives, just look up George Turoff or Turoff's Restaurant, and you're going to be there for days reading articles on what they did. And remember, the slogan for Turoff's for 73 years, or at least close to the 73 years, Turoff's, where good food and good people meet. That pretty well says it all. And that pretty well is the legacy of George Turoff, gone at age 91, services tomorrow, Thursday, at the Boyd Funeral Home at 12 p.m., visitation, I believe, at 10 in the morning. Be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos,